along the 1967 borders, meaning inside the Gaza Strip, West Bank, eastern sections of Jerusalem, and even including the Temple Mount. While it's not yet clear whether the Obama administration will ultimately support such a move, PA officials have said on numerous occasions that the United States has indicated it may not veto a UN vote to declare a Palestinian state. Ahmed Karay, former PA Prime Minister and a member of the Palestinian Liberation Organization's Executive Committee, said the PA, Palestinian Authority, reached an understanding with important elements within the Obama administration to possibly bring the resolution to the UN Security Council. Asked to which elements he was referring, Karay would only say they were from the Obama administration. A top PA negotiator, speaking on condition of anonymity, named the U.S. ambassador to the U.N., Susan Rice, and National Secretary Security Council member Samantha Power as among the Obama administration officials who were involved with the Palestinians' U.N. threat. The U.S. told us that they prefer a negotiated settlement with Israel, but if we Palestinians insist on a resolution, the Americans will not reject it, the PA negotiator said. The U.S. has a history of never before voting, vetoing any U.N. move to create a new state, the negotiator pointed out. Should the U.N. unilaterally declare a Palestinian state, Gaffney warns, the move may put the U.S. and Israel on a military collision course. The Palestinian Authority insists on its long-standing position. The sovereign territory of Palestine must be rid of all Jews. Gaffney envisions a scenario in which Israel refuses to evacuate its Jewish communities and military stations from the newly recognized Palestinian state, leading the PA to seek international help to liberate its so-called land. Another scenario could involve the PA asking the international community to help to oppose any future Israeli military operations in the Gaza Strip or West Bank should the UN unilaterally impose a Palestinian state there. Gaffney predicts, as with the Gaddafi precedent, the first to act is the Arab League. Its members unanimously endorse the use of force to protect the so-called Palestinian people and end the occupation of the West Bank by the Israelis. Accordingly, as it may be, hard as it may be to believe, given the United States' longstanding role as Israel's principal ally and protector, Mr. Obama acts in accordance with the Gaddafi precedent. He warns Israel that it must immediately take steps to dismantle its unwanted presence inside the internationally recognized state of Palestine, lest it face the sort of U.S.-enabled coalition military measures now underway in Libya. In this case, they would be aimed at neutralizing Israeli defense forces on the West Bank and beyond, if necessary, to fulfill the so-called will of the international community. Gaffney warns such steps would not result in the ostensibly desired endgame, namely two states living side by side in peace and security, but rather would unleash a new regional war with possible worldwide repercussions. Well, that plays directly into what the prophet Zechariah foretold would happen, and that is that all the nations of the earth would come against Israel. It also plays into the prophet Joel, who said that God is going to bring the nations, all of them, into the valley of Jehoshaphat to judge them there for how they treated God's land. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. I want to urge you to become a partner with us day after day. We're preparing the way of the Lord for history's final hour. Friends, we need to hear from you. If you value this program, please don't wait. We need to hear from you. Pray for us, but send your gifts to Save America Ministries, P.O. Box 70879, Richmond, Virginia, 23255.
You've been listening to Viewpoint with Chuck Crismeyer. Viewpoint is supported by the faithful gifts.
Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at and that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I have to remind you, the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Ron Brown, who sells gold and silver, but I love to have Ron out. I always love to hear his folksy humor and advice, because we're living in one of the most dangerous times in the history of our nation. Why? Because we're seeing what happens at the end of a cycle where it's turned your back on logic and the fundamentals upon which this country were founded, and the fundamentals were a gold-backed currency. If you read the Constitution, they insisted on a gold and silver-backed currency. Why? Because they knew what had happened. But back to the centuries, they tried this sort of financial system in ancient Greece. 2,300 years before Christ was born? But let's see, it was about 400 years before Christ was born. And Aristotle wrote, there's absolutely nothing wrong with the fiat money system as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. In other words, you could run a monetary system like ours as long as people did not create excessive money. But once they began creating excessive money, the whole system would fall apart. Aristotle had seen what had happened in ancient Greece. And as he said, there's nothing wrong with the fiat money system as long as you have perfect authority and godlike wisdom in kings. How many of you out there in the listening audience really think that you have godlike wisdom in Alan Greenspan and Ben Bernanke? Well, and then of course they tried the same thing in Greece, and it's been tried 50 times or more since then, and in Rome. It's never worked. I mean, because people always want to basically take advantage of the system. The old adage is certainly you've got to be willing to take away the punch bowl just when the party starts getting interesting. What does that mean? Well, the more money you artificially create, the more prosperity there is for a time. But if you create too much prosperity with the fiat money system, then the whole thing collapses. Well, of course, and this is, of course, what has been done responsibly. This is what Paul Volcker did back in 1980. He took away the punch bowl. He raised the interest rates up to, 18-20%, something like that. He strangled the economy to keep it from exploding, and he brought us back to a sense of a semblance of soundness. And but of course, Paul Volcker isn't in charge of the present time, and he knows what the future holds because we've acted totally irresponsibly. And certainly Alan Greenspan, when he was in charge of the monetary system, knew he should take away the punch bowl, and what did he do? Instead of taking away the punch bowl, he added rum and vodka and whiskey and a little creamed mint, and of course expanding it, and the good times rolled, and everybody said, why, of course, Alan Greenspan's the maestro, he's a genius, and of course he knew what was going to happen. And of course now we have Ben Bernanke. What's his response? How is he going to get things back to normal? He's spending more and more and more fiat money. We've passed the point of no return. Ron, thanks very much for being with us this evening.
Always a pleasure, Dr. Stan.
And what's going to happen, do you think? Where is this all going to end?
Well, we all know where it's all going to end. It's going to end in a dramatic collapse. We're approaching a critical mass as we speak.
And we really are, and Chris, what happens, you always end up with hyperinflation and then depressionary deflation, and everybody loses everything.
Why don't we start, since 2001, I've been using a simple analogy, because things are getting so complicated. But let me just start with a simple analogy, and then maybe we can build on it. I've always shared, in fact, I've said it on your program several times, for everyone to try to picture in their mind all the creditors of the United States, whether it's China, Japan, Russia, the Middle East, countries around the world, or just simply people in the U.S. that have their retirement tied up in government securities and so forth. I say, try to picture all these people in a crowded movie theater, and every one of them smells smoke, so they know there's danger. They're all looking at the front of the theater, and they see this itsy-bitsy little red sign that says exit. They're all thinking the same thing. How in the heck do I get from where I'm at to that exit without causing a stampede? And you can almost see them thinking, I don't know how I'm going to do it. The only thing I know for certain is if anyone else runs for the exit, I'm with them. So that's what we've been building over the last 10 years, is the whole world has been gradually, methodically trying to jockey for position to get out of their soon-to-be-worthless dollars, to transfer those dollars into something else without causing a panic. But we're now seeing a point where, with all the things that are happening today, I think it really started to trigger dramatically back in November when they announced the QE2. And, for example, according to John Williams at Shadow Stats, since they created QE2, the Fed has literally monetized 109% of all Treasury debt. In other words, the only one buying our debt really is the U.S. Fed. So they're running the printing press. And when the people around the world see us just running the printing press that fast, then all of a sudden everyone's realizing they better run for the exit. So that's what we're starting to witness. There's big players around the globe that are squeezing the silver and gold market. In other words, everyone's trying to get out of as many dollars as they can into anything tangible and real as they can. So the panic out of the dollar is starting to accelerate dramatically, and it's going to approach a crescendo anytime soon.
And, of course, you know it's going to happen because of the increase in the price of gold and silver. But really, of course, the biggest thing that's happening now is that the United States has been exporting inflation for years. We've been printing all this money. We have been running massive trade deficits, and all the other countries have been accumulating money, and we'll be back in a moment. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and, of course, the United States has been exporting it's inflation for many years. How do you export inflation? Why, you run massive trade deficits. You create all this money, you're the reserve currency, and other countries have all this money on hand, and see what we're actually seeing is, of course, the increase in prices in other countries as a direct result of the policies of the Federal Reserve System. And so what has happened? Why the price of food and of fuel is increasing in other countries. When it does, of course, and especially when you have countries where people are living on $2 a day and 70% of their income goes for food, and then, of course, you increase the price of food, why you have angry people. And this is at least in part why I believe you're seeing the manifestation of the riots and demonstrations over in the near Middle East, the Near East. But in addition to that, I believe the CIA is fomenting a lot of this because they want to overthrow the existing governments there, and I think they're going to do it. And I think this is what we're going to see, is increasing instability all throughout the world. They have inflation in China. They have inflation in India. They have inflation all throughout the world, and this is going to end up in a disaster. And the overthrowing of governments throughout the world, at least as I'm reading what's going on. And I think we're going to have real problems here in America as the impact of the rising price of fuel and of food takes effect here. Especially when the government's going to have to cut back dramatically on all the entitlement programs. And, maybe they won't take away the food stamps, but they'll freeze the amount of money you get. And as the food prices go up, you just won't be able to buy so much food with your food stamps and the other programs. The same thing with Social Security. And this is going to be simply, eventually we'll go into a hyperinflationary, and we're talking maybe 40-50% in a year, And then, of course, the whole thing will collapse into a deflationary depression. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. I wish I could tell you everything was going to be fine. Everything's going to be great. The good days, the times are going to roll again. They are not, probably not during my lifetime. Our telephone number, again, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. Then, how do you actually, how do governments get out of a situation like this? Why they have a great war. And when you have a great war, of course, you can devalue the currency dramatically. You take a lot of people who would otherwise be employed. You send them off to fight and bleed and suffer and die. You distract the public what's going on economically with the pictures of people dying and atrocities and things like that. And then, of course, when you end the war, of course, the economy is going again. What are your thoughts, Ron?
Well, you're right. That's what history's always brought us, and it's scary to think about that. Today's war, with all the technology and warfare and everything, where it could, you know, possibly lead. But well, let's face it, you know, the world has been on a bogus monetary system for the last 100, 200 years. Every fiat money system ever created always collapsed. See, our system is built on a mountain of debt. And as that debt gets bigger and bigger and bigger, it gets harder and harder to sustain, which forces the Fed or the central banks of the world to start running the printing press and in an attempt to try to print their way out of it and to create more revival in the economy. Yet all they do is make matters worse and worse and worse. And you may see the stock market go up in nominal terms, which it has, but in real terms, it's on the verge of a collapse. And all this printing press is just destroying the profitability of the companies because they can't keep up with the cost structure. So, this thing is heading towards a climactic collapse in the near future. It's not something we can talk about our grandchildren anymore. It's this generation.
We've already seen QE1. That was about $1.5 trillion, and now we have QE2, quantitative easing. Of course, that could be another $1.5 trillion, and this is why certainly President Obama is running a deficit of certainly about $1.5 trillion a year. It gets to be $1.65 trillion this year. I mean, where is it that everybody going? It's going into trying to prop up the economy. It's not doing a very good job, but if they did not do this, the economy would have collapsed long ago. And, of course, it's not going to solve the problem. It's just putting off the day of reckoning. So they're going to have QE3. Maybe that'll be a couple of trillion dollars, and QE4, or maybe $3 or $4 trillion. Each time you get further and further and further behind. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295, and people want to hear good news. I don't think we can tell you something isn't true. Basically, you've got to begin positioning yourself for the very difficult times that lie ahead. You've got to get used to simply cutting back on your standard of living, and if it's possible at all to simply put things aside, as the squirrel does, as the animals do, they know that there are going to be bad times and they want something to fall back on. Can we be any less intelligent than the squirrel? Go right ahead, Ron.
Let me read, John Williams just came out with his 67-page report on the great collapse near this hyperinflation special report.
Now, why don't you tell our listeners who John Williams is? Because I think he really is a very credible economist. He publishes Stato statistics, and he certainly goes over the government statistics, which, of course, are totally falsified. They lie about everything. I mean, you can tell when a government official is lying because his lips are moving. They don't dare tell the people, the public, or the people would rise up and demand these people be tried for their criminal activities. The people in the Fed have an obligation to maintain a stable monetary system and stable employment. Do we have stable employment? Do we have a stable monetary system? They tell us there's no inflation. They say, just trust us. Well, look at what's happening to the price of fuel and gasoline. Look what's happening to the price of food. Look at what's happening to the price of underwear. That's one of my gauges, and all these things are going up. And the Chinese imports are going up dramatically. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. What does John Williams have to say, Ron?
Okay, this is the first paragraph in Section 1 overview. Great collapse nears. The U.S. economic and systemic solvency crisis of the last 4 years only have been precursors to the coming great collapse. A hyperinflationary Great Depression. Such will encompass a complete collapse in the purchasing power of the U.S. dollar, a collapse in the normal stream of U.S. commercial and economic activity, a collapse in the U.S. financial system as we know it, and a likely realignment of the U.S. political environment. Outside timing on the hyperinflation remains 2014, but there is a strong risk of currency catastrophe beginning to unfold in the months ahead. It may be starting to unfold as we go to press in March 2011, but moving into a full-blown hyperinflation would take months to a year beyond the onset, depending on the developing global view of the dollar and the reactions of the U.S. government and the Federal Reserve. So this thing is really triggered, and now how fast it comes depends on how the government reacts to it, and here's what he said to that. He said, the requisites to the crisis unfolding include the Federal Reserve moving to monetize the U.S. Treasury debt. Whoops, they're doing that, aren't they? The U.S. dollar losing its traditional safe haven status. Whoops, that's starting to happen. The U.S. dollar losing its reserve status. Every time the G20 meeting and anyone international comes out speaking, they talk about doing away with the dollar and replacing it as the reserve currency, right?
Well, even Timothy Geithner was in the last 10 days and said, well, we would not at all be adverse to having us in the dollar no longer be the reserve currency of the world. And then when this was pointed out, why would he say something like that? He tried to backtrack a little. But you must understand who Timothy Geithner is. Timothy Geithner is a member of the ruling elite. He's one of the 70 to 75, I guess maybe they're 80, 85, members of the Trilateral Commission, the North American chapter of the Trilateral Commission. He's one of the ruling elite. And when he speaks, you better listen, because he knows what's going to happen. And what happens when you lose your reserve status, then, of course, the value of the dollar will plunge. Nobody wants it. There are trillions of dollars out there. Everybody's holding them as reserves. And when it no longer pays to hold the dollar, what do? You get rid of it, of course. And then those dollars come cascading back in here, and you massively increase the monetary base, which decreases dramatically the value of our currency. Ladies and gentlemen, make your preparation. Doomsday is not that far away. Go right ahead, Ron. And incidentally, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Maybe you disagree. Maybe you think that things are not bad. Maybe you think things are going to get better. Maybe you think Barack Obama knows how to get these things done. Well, not all Barack Obama knows is ever there's a problem, you take off, you go to some other country, we're attacking Libya. And of course, what's Barack Obama? Is he there at the helm of the ship? No, he's traveling down South America. And remember, Chris, he's simply a figurehead for the Trilateral Commission, the Brotherhood of Darkness. Listen, though, to what the key people say, like Thomas Donilon, the National Security Advisor, Trilateral Commission. What Susan Rice says, the U.N. Ambassador, Trilateral Commission. Hillary Clinton, husband's a member of the Trilateral Commission. Listen to them. They know what's going on. They just don't want you to know. Go right ahead, Ron.
Well, it's starting to reflect in the value of the dollar. If you go back, the dollar peaked in 2001.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty. We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think it really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 3:16 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
What is going on over in Libya have to do with what we're talking about? Well, let me explain to you what is really happening over in the Near East, the Middle East. And, of course, we know this, and you've heard me talk in the past about the fact that on the 4th of November, Lord James, a member of the House of Lords, got up, and he actually talked about how he had been working through the Bank of England to funnel money to the terrorists in North Africa. Well, we finally got hold of the actual minutes of Parliament. And they're available. If you can't get them, why, we'll be glad to send you a copy. It was not the 4th of November. It was the 1st of November. It was about 10:30 at night, and Lord James arose on the floor of the House of Parliament and talked about how he had been funneling $1 billion or more to the terrorists in Ireland, and then the terrorists in North Africa. As he said, we can't talk about North Africa. It's a sensitive issue. It's continuing today, but we've been funneling money, and I've been doing this for the Bank of England. So we know the Bank of England is funneling money to the terrorists in North Africa. What have they done? They've overthrown the government of Egypt. They've overthrown the government of Tunisia. They are in the process of creating instability in Algeria. Now, of course, there's a revolution in Libya. And, of course, the United States come in on the side of the rebels. Why are we doing that? Because we want to topple Gaddafi. Why do we want to topple Gaddafi? Because we want to bring all of these countries under the control of the Muslim Brotherhood, which we've been backing between the United States, the CIA, and MI6, British Intelligence. Going back to 1928, this is beautifully covered in a book we offer called The Devil's Game. Now, it's a great book, other than the fact that they try to give you the impression we created a Frankenstein that turned against us. No, we created a Frankenstein that's doing exactly what we want. Why? Because we are in the process of constituting a new Islamic world order. That's the phrase that's used by a man named Mr. Gulen. You've probably never heard of Mr. Gulen because you read Time magazine too much, and you probably believe that Bill Gates or certainly Warren Buffett are the richest men in America. They're not. One of the richest men in America is a man named Gulen. He is a Turkish national who's living, of course, in Pennsylvania in an armed enclave with armed militia surrounding it, and, of course, helicopters circulating overhead. And, of course, what is he doing? He is the man, of course, who overthrew the government of Turkey, moved it in the radical Muslim camp. He got his fortune, according to Paul Williams, is in the neighborhood of about $50 billion. $50 billion, which certainly dwarfs either Bill Gates or Warren Buffett. And he's using that money to create or reconstitute the Ottoman Empire, with the full help and support, at least, of the dark side of the CIA. And this, of course, is what is going to take over not only the Middle East, but the Near East as well. And we are going to reconstitute the Ottoman Empire, and then we will have the finest enemy American drug money can buy, because, of course, the CIA, contrary to everything you've ever going to read in the media, is the largest purveyor of drugs and drug money and opium and cocaine in the world. You say, that couldn't be true. I won't believe that. Well, go up on the Internet. Look on the Internet, CIA drugs, and you'll find all sorts of references to it. Of course they are. Everybody in the world knows that the CIA is involved in the drug running, except, of course, for the American people. But we've got a war on drugs, don't we? No, ladies and gentlemen, the war on drugs is totally phony. Though, yes, we got a lot of people in jail for running drugs, but the CIA is the largest purveyor of drugs. You see, we can't let the American people know that, so we have to have a diversion. That's the war on drugs. That's why, one in every 33 adults in America is in prison, probation, or parole, and most of them are there for drugs. Well, of course, if most of them are there for drugs, we wouldn't do that. Of course we would. We cannot let the American people know what's really going on. But we have the Internet. You can check it out. You can get our four tapes set on Is There Really a War on Drugs? You can get the books Drugging America, Sydney Defrauding America. We have the information documentation. You need to find if it's true. Give us a call at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan here at Radio Liberty. Our guest is Ron Brown. Our producer wanted to know, Ron, what you think about the idea of technocracy, the idea that everybody would get a yearly energy allowance, and then, of course, that would be all the energy you'd get. There's some people who've even talked about that. You'd have a certain energy allowance, and you would use it or sell it. If you cut back on your use of energy, then you could make money on it. But if you used more energy, you'd have to go out and buy it from somebody else. What are your thoughts? You ever heard of these things are crazy?
It sounds like a great moneymaker for the Al Gores of the world and the establishment who are setting that up for their own purpose. And of course, it seems like it's steering away from the constitutional rights and the free market, but maybe I'm just an old-timer, I guess.
Okay, well, I think that we need to get back to the free market because certainly this is not a solution at all. But anyway, as far as certainly what's going on today, what do you think about this idea that we are really building up the best enemy money could buy by actually trying to reconstitute the Ottoman Empire, and then, of course, create this new Islamic world order so that we can have a war? Is that a possibility?
Well, you know, you covered a lot of ground that's virgin to me, but I know that what's going on is you know, that all that's going on in the Middle East is being set up and organized and orchestrated for a purpose, and your explanation of it sounds perfectly logical. You know, ever since before World War One, you've had the military establishment always looking for an enemy to create a reason for them to continue to grow and gain power, and they've just done it methodically over the last 56 to 70 years.
It's a tragic situation. We'll be back here in just a moment with Ron Brown as we explore this, and Cindy will invite your calls here at Radio Liberty. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and I just point out we are financing this new Islamic world order so we can have an enemy, so we can have a war. You can't have a war unless you have an enemy, and that's what they're in the process of. And you read our newsletters and, of course, read the book entitled Devil's Game. The Devil's Game, we carry it. We've got so many other books on the subject, but that's as good as any. Our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. We've got John patiently waiting in Spokane, but before we go to John, Ron, I want you to put out your brevets or information on how people can get to you and what they will happen if they do reach you.
Okay, my telephone number is 1-800-595-0561. That's 1-800-595-0561. Anyone that calls, I'll be glad to chat with them and kind of share my knowledge with them, and I'll be glad to send them some newsletters that I've written. And what I've done recently is people who want to be on my list, I read letters every day, and so when I see some things that I think are really important, I forward to people on the list. So anyone that would like to, I'd be glad to put on that list and share the information as I see it coming through.
One more time, your telephone number.
1-800-595-0561.
All right, we've got John calling from Spokane. Again, our number, if you'd like to call or have a question or comment, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-2295. Hi, John, how are we doing? No, let's push the button there, the John button. Go ahead.
Yeah, I really enjoy listening to the program, and I thought I'd like to share some more thoughts that I wrote down in my writing book. And this first comment is, this global new age government of monopoly corporatism is literally politicizing of mafia racketeering. The objective goal that motivates the secret controllers is promoting and supporting endless chaos and confusion for mafia-style warfare profiteering. They create political, economic, social divisions through financing and manipulate both sides to eliminate the competition. they finally established global government that is owned and controlled by monopoly corporatism. The universally accepted ideas of government control within the United Federation of States stands in direct opposition to the concept of freedom and liberty. People are constantly brainwashed with the idea that they cannot survive without government control. The state is not supposed to become transferred into any secular religion of humanism that dispenses sacraments of debt forgiveness and approved permissions according to membership loyalty.
I agree with that, John. And, do you have a question at all for our guest?
Not at the moment. I really enjoyed the program, and I hope you continue broadcasting.
Well, I hope I do, too. If we have the support of the people in there, we'll be there as long as God gives us breath. God bless you, John, and thanks very much. And, of course, John has written his thoughts down and calls us from time to time to read his thoughts, and basically what he just said is perfectly legitimate. It is never the function of the state to provide for the people, at least not in a free society. The function of the state is simply to maintain law and order so that people can compete among themselves and they can be free. And, of course, in a free society, while you have prosperity, but when you have a government that can come in and just print money ad nauseum so that they can simply buy you the support of the politicians, and of course they work in concert with the banks, and then they buy the politicians, and they buy the media, and they buy certainly the corporations, and they control essentially every aspect of society. This is the problem we face today. And the average American has very little idea that a small cabal, I call them the Brotherhood of Darkness, but you can read about that in our book by that title, really does control the reins of power, not only in our nation, but throughout the world. Ron, do you think that the average individual has any idea how this system really works, or the powerful spiritual forces that are energizing this move towards the one world government, the one world religion, the one world ruler?
No, I suspect, being optimistic, maybe 3-4% have a concept of what's going on. If you think about it, Dr. Stan, our schools have dumbed down people for over the last 60, 70, 80 years to the point where they don't really teach people how to think. They try to brainwash them, tell them what to think. So most people don't have the ability to analyze what's going on, and when they do get a hint of it, it scares them so much they just run away from it. It reminds me of Winston Churchill's statement. He said, most people once or twice in their lifetime will stumble across the truth. The vast majority will scramble up, brush themselves off, and run away as if nothing happened. And that's basically what people are in. They're in denial. They don't want to see what's going on because it's, quite honestly, too frightening.
Well, you know, it's really interesting. We were watching our television last night. I usually don't watch Jay Leno because he's a little vulgar, but last night, we just left him on after the news, and he comes on. Now, his function, at least whoever controls him, is to attack anyone who doesn't want to go to war with Libya. And so Dennis Kucinich is a congressman. He is a hard-line socialist, but he many times says what's right, and he was very critical of why we were going over there to bomb, in Libya to protect the civilians, but you know a lot of civilians are going to die from our bombs. You don't have any bombs or cruise missiles or Tomahawk missiles that only kill their military targets. They kill anybody in the vicinity. And so Dennis Kucinich just said, we have no business over there. We should not be entering into the war. Well, of course, they got the worst-looking picture of Dennis Kucinich they possibly could. They put a beard on him. They showed a funny-looking animal, stuffed animal with a beard on it. And everybody laughed at Dennis Kucinich for being so absurd as to say we shouldn't be involving ourselves in another war. Jay Leno has simply become a spokesman for the corrupt people who run our government. He attacked viciously Sarah Palin. He attacks everything that's good and worthwhile and noble, and I'm sorry, but we are simply not going to watch Jay Leno again. I hope other people will join us in this, because he is no longer representing, you know, just as to the good fun. He has become a political spokesman for the Brotherhood of Darkness to attack anyone who dares to question what the Brotherhood is doing as they're moving us into war after war after war, creating this new Islamic world order, which is the ultimate goal, ultimately the best enemy money could buy. And the only thing that we can do about this sort of thing is let people understand that television not there to give impartial views. It's there to control our reality. And this is exactly what Jay Leno was doing last night. Shame on him. And all these other people are willing to sell their souls for the fat salaries that they get from the television networks. And we have honest people like Alex Jones. Alex Jones was offered, you know, a fabulous salary, the opportunity to be on all sorts of radio programs across America. All he had to do was stop talking about the truth. Same thing with Jesse Ventura. Same thing with Drudge, but at least these were men of courage and integrity. They said, no way. Well, basically, Ron, what should people be doing at this time to protect themselves? And once again, our number 1-800-544-8927. But how can people protect themselves at times like this when the whole monetary system is beginning to crumble?
Well, the hardest challenge for people now is to get a grip. See, gold and silver have gone from, gosh, I was selling bags of silver back in 2001 at a little over $3,000 a bag, and here they are at $27,000 today. So the natural result, reaction of most people is that, oh my gosh, I should have done it, but it's too late now. And the reality is, if the dollar is heading towards zero, then gold and silver literally becomes the only refuge to help protect your assets. So people just have to bite the bullet, jump on board, buckle their seatbelts, and get ready for a wild, wild ride, because this thing is starting to accelerate dramatically. You know, a lot of people predicting $50 to $100 silver in the next 12 to 18 months, and some of them predicting, of course, dramatically higher than that. But it doesn't really mean a thing until you filter out the value of the dollar. So if the dollar's heading towards zero, then you've got to get your money out of the paper assets that are losing value very, very quickly. And so not only buy gold and silver, the most important thing is to buy the things you're going to need, because as we go into hyperinflation, the dollars you have are going to buy less and less of the food and the toilet paper and the water and the things you need to survive. So people need to just start taking it seriously and starting to accumulate the things they're going to need in addition to gold and silver.
And really, people find it hard to believe that the dollar could lose its value, but I think that this is exactly what's going on today. People are going to see the price of food going up dramatically. You're going to see the price of fuel and gasoline going up dramatically, and I really believe that we're going to see $150 to $200 a barrel oil. With that, of course, will be, you know, the gasoline at $6 to $8 a gallon, maybe even $10 a gallon. But, of course, I think that really the what's going to happen is these things that we've been importing from China and other countries, at least temporarily, are going to go up dramatically in price. Then, of course, when we get to the deflationary part of this, the deflationary depression where the price of everything just collapses. And of course, at that point, more and more people lose their homes, more and more people lose their jobs, and of course, it's going to be really a total disaster. That's, of course, when they have to, of course, have the war to get us out of the pickle that they've created. Well, our telephone number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-888-24-LIBERTY. 1-866-472-9595. We'd like to know what you think about this out there. Could this really be true, or is this simply scare tactics? I wouldn't spend my time 5 hours a day trying to scare people. I'm trying to get people to get prepared and to understand that behind all of this are powerful spiritual forces. That is the real problem that nobody wants to talk about. The fact that we're fighting a spiritual battle on the political, cultural, economic battlefield. And this is really a spiritual battle. Well, let's go to Robert, who's calling us from Spokane. Again, our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Hi, Robert. How are you doing?
Hi, Dr. Stan. Love you, man. You're the best. You've been at it for 49 years, and I know all the listeners out there appreciate it. And I wanted to ask Ron Brown. I've talked to Ron before. I know he's a square shooter. Is there a lot of interest on the Google search of certain individuals, if you want to buy coins, that you should Google search their name to find out if there's any problems with these individuals? I have heard a lot of stories about people that are not delivering. And I won't mention names, Ron, but you know who they are. Can you deliver that for us? Thank you, Ron.
Well, you have to be very careful, obviously, when you get into this industry, especially when the metals start to go. They start coming out of the woodwork, and especially when you see a lot of advertisements on TV and so forth. A lot of them are rip-off artists, and that's how they can afford to pay for all the advertising. So, yeah, there have been... I won't mention any names, but Dr. Stan knows a couple of them that have sold product to people and not delivered product for 6, 7, 8 months. And so always deal with someone, and if it takes more than a week or two to get the product in hand, then there's something wrong because the product has been available up to now. I will say this, though. The market is getting very, very tight. My dealers are starting to get back ordered for 1 to 2 weeks on a lot of different items, like the Silver Eagles, the Maple Leafs, even the 1 ounce silver rounds are getting hard to find. That's a hit or miss. The only thing that's really been available up to now has been the junk bags, and those are the cheapest way, and it's the bargain out there that people ought to be taking advantage of.
And Robert, we've actually, unfortunately, through the years, had a couple of people who came on as advertisers on Radio Liberty, and they simply did not carry through, follow through on their promises, and basically we just had to tell them that we would not accept their money for advertising. Now, Ron doesn't pay us to advertise. He does help us support Radio Liberty, but certainly in the past, people have bought advertising time on Radio Liberty, and certainly when you're doing what I'm doing, it's a little difficult to call people and say, we won't take your money. We just can't have you on here because you're not doing right by us and our listeners. But I have that obligation to you, and we only have two people who are with us today, Sidney, Ron, and Melody. We've never had a complaint on either one of them. Ron, how long have you been with us? 5, 8 years, something like that, anyway.
Yes, sometime right after 2000. So.
Right, and Sidney, and both people have been with us. Both of them are honest and straightforward. And so I feel very comfortable because I feel an obligation if I put somebody on my program that they're going to give you the straight information. Robert, anything else you wanted to say or ask? Robert, are you still there? Robert? Go ahead.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, go ahead. You're breaking up a little bit. Go ahead. Robert, I think we're going to... Robert, you're not there. Are you there or not? I guess your cell phone must have given out. Well, those things
can you hear me now, Dr. Stan?
Okay, yeah, you're fine now. Okay. Go ahead.
You know, it's like Paul Harvey. He always researched who he put on his show. It's like Alex Jones, Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. He only puts people on his show that are integrity.
Oh,
Ron Brown has integrity. If anybody's buying coins, I would recommend buying with Ron Brown. People, beware of who you're buying coins with. Google search their name. There's a lot of issues. I will not mention names, but I know Ron Brown's good and Dr. Stan's at that. Alex Jones, Infowars.com. God bless you, Dr. Stan. Bye-bye.
God bless. I think that Alex certainly is honest because he's not in this for aggrandizement. He could have done very well. He had an offer you couldn't refuse from the major networks as far as financing and And he turned them down. I mean, they're talking about multiple millions of dollars a year. And all he had to do was just simply temporize what he said. He just couldn't talk about the Federal Reserve, the banking system, the monetary system, talk about all sorts of nonsensical things. But don't talk about the real issues that are involved with the survival of America. We'll be back in just a moment to wrap up tonight's program here at Radio Liberty. Well, Rod, you got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, you know, Dr. Stan, what do you say? We've been hashing this over for the last 7-8 years. You've been fighting the battle for...
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-dried guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-dry guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, we carry a Berkey water unit. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter, specifically taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You know, in one day, you're talking about increasing in value $1 in one day, $1 an ounce in one day. I can remember when silver was $1.29 an ounce, and it went up $1 in value today. Ron, let's get your telephone number out.
That's 1-800-595-0561.
God bless you. Thanks very much. Talk to you again next month.
Thanks, Dr.
Bye-bye. Okay, fine. Well, this is Dr. Stan. Because basically, make your preparations. You should be laying in a supply of long-term food. Yes, you ought to have some potassium iodate, but don't take it. There's no need for it now, although I anticipate the time will come when we will have a nuclear attack, because if you heard my interview with Ambassador Henry Cooper, who was the senior negotiator for the SALT Treaty back under the Reagan administration, we have no defense against nuclear war. We do not have an adequate protection missile protection for America. I personally believe there is going to be a nuclear attack. The Russians have an anti-ballistic missile system. We don't. The Russians have an adequate civil defense system. We intentionally don't. We disbanded ours. Why would rational people do that? Why, Chris, to destroy this country when the nuclear attack comes? This is why, of course, we're building up the one world Islamic empire. This is why we transferred the nuclear technology to Pakistan so they could, of course, build the nuclear bombs and give that technology to Iran and North Korea and to Saudi Arabia and, of course, to build. I mean, Pakistan continued building the nuclear weapons, and how are we getting the money? Why are we giving it to them? We're giving us, I don't know how many billions of dollars to Pakistan every year so that they can build more nuclear weapons in preparation for the coming nuclear war with the United States. That sounds like crazy talk. Well, ladies and gentlemen, go to my website, radioliberty.com. Radioliberty.com. Go to and look up Radio on the my Radio Liberty newsletter for January 2008, the Sybil Edmonds story. You say, well, you've never heard this. Well, of course you haven't. Everybody else in the world knows who Sybil Edmonds is. Everybody else in the world knows that the State Department allowed the transfer of nuclear technology and equipment to Pakistan. It's just the American people don't know because we have freedom of the press in America, which means when you own the press, you have the freedom to suppress whatever you want. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. You need to listen to our programs, our talks, the dark secret. And the Forbidden Secret, that's Forbidden Secret, the Dark Secret, the syllabuses go with them. Learn about the angel that rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. George Bush, a member of the a secret society, the Skull and Bones, they would get a 4-tape set on the Skull and Bones. You want to know about that? Or the Bohemian Grove, he was part of that. His dad was Bohemian Grove, Skull and Bones. Director of the CIA, Bilderberger's Council on Foreign Relations, Trilateral Commission, George H.W. Bush, certainly one of the biggest joiners, members of this whole Brotherhood of Darkness in the world. His son talked about the angel who rides in the whirlwind and directs his storm. You want to get our talks, and then, of course, please, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. If you're in a position to join the Radio Liberty family of supporters and supporters, we'd love to hear from you. And we'll be back. Just pray for Radio Liberty. Dr. Stan back here at Radio Liberty, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that's going to determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you that the views expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views, and hopefully for the next hour, the views of Stephen Frank, who has actually been at this just about as long as I have. And he puts out a daily blog, and dealing here certainly with what's going on in California, but of course it's also what's going on across the country. Now, this is not once a day. This is what, three times a day, Stephen?
Three times a day.
All right, fine. That keeps you awfully busy, but it's well worthwhile reading, because of course what's happening in California is simply a bellwether of what's happening across the country. Remember, California was, before Arnold Schwarzenegger became governor, the sixth largest economy in the entire world. Now, of course, China has moved up. Why? And because Arnold Schwarzenegger's done everything he could to bankrupt our state. The California economy is the eighth largest economy in the world, but we are still a major player in what's going on. So, Stephen, what's happening in California? What's happening to our communities? What's happening to the financial health of our state?
Well, the biggest story of the day is that the governor is looking at going through the initiative process in order to raise taxes on the people of California. It looks like he could not cut a deal with any Republican to approve putting the $70 billion tax increase on the ballot. So he has now gathered up, I think it's about $6 million from the unions to help qualify the, I think there'll be three initiatives, one to raise the sales tax, one to raise income tax, and one to double your vehicle tax. And he's planning to do this in very quick time, which means he's going to pay money for the signatures so it could qualify, so it could then go on the ballot in November. And at that point, we'll be given a choice, $70 billion to the government, or we keep $70 billion and force government to live within a budget like the rest of us.
One of the things you point out is that when Arnold Schwarzenegger was the governor, he hired 50,000 new state employees. What was he thinking of?
Well, you know, it's really interesting. He hired 50,000 employees because he like every other Democrat, likes to expand government. And so he, even though he's a registered Republican, he acted like a Democrat. He raised taxes, kowtowed to the unions after they slapped him down in the 2005 special election. And then he, then he started hiring people under the notion the more people the state hires, the better service they'll give the folks. Now, what's really interesting is that in New York, they have an ultra-liberal governor, Andrew Cuomo, who is about to fire 11,500 state employees. He's about to cut back on pension and the pension system of New York. The unions hate him, even though he's a liberal Democrat who wants to run for president. Here we have Governor Brown, who at 72, 73, is not running for anything again, maybe not even for re-election, who knows, but certainly not running for president, and he's not going to fire a single employee, and he's not allowing a single reform of the pension.
Hold that thought. All right, so basically you're saying that Governor Brown certainly is, but if he doesn't get this money pledged by June, as he anticipated, he's going to be forced to start firing people, isn't he?
Well, that's the really interesting thing. Every analysis I've seen, including from inside the governor's office, is if there's not an extension of the taxes, the Schwarzenegger taxes, by June 30th, Jerry Brown is then going to have to cut another $11 billion from the budget. And we don't know whether that's real or unreal money, because they've already cut $3.4 billion from the budget, but then they cut, and it really wasn't a cut, they transferred funds from one agency to another. So the California First, which is an agency now, transferred $1.2 or $1.3 billion to another government agency, and they called that a cut from the California First. But they didn't call it an increase to the agency that got the money. So they played games with $3.6 billion of non-existent cuts, which they're calling cuts. So we don't know what the $11 billion is, but we do know that education, public safety, roads are going to be cut. And even with the $11 billion he has to cut on June 30th, he's still not talking about pension reform, nor is he talking about reform of the tax system, and he's not talking about firing anybody. And here's the really interesting thing. For the last 5 years, Arnold Schwarzenegger has been negotiating with six unions, and of course he was trying to cut their pay and cut benefits, etc. So there was no new contract, which meant for that time they got the same pay and benefits that they always had. Now Jerry Brown has been governor for 3 months, and all six unions have now gotten new contracts. And of course, you don't have to ask the question: did they donate to Arnold to Jerry Brown? Each one of those unions donated to Brown's campaign, and this is just another slick Chicago-like payoff to corrupt unions.
Well, you would think that somebody would point out that Jerry Brown, basically, because this is a conflict of interest, how can a governor who took money from the unions actually give them special benefits? I mean, who is going to represent us? If he gets money from the unions, he's beholden to them. We'll be right back. Well, this is Dr. Stan, and certainly Stevens are pointing out that certainly Governor Brown was financed in his run for governor by the unions, and so he's going to, of course, continue to give all sorts of benefits to the unions. Basically, this is why public employees should not be allowed to contribute to political campaigns. Why? Because, of course, it's a payoff. You give the politicians money, and then the politicians, when they get in power, give you special benefits if you're a government employee. That is corruption to the highest, and of course, one of the worst things could ever happen. And why, of course, we never should have allowed, of course, a union for our public employees. Why? Because, of course, they have a special privilege position. They can't be fired. So they have tenure. But, of course, once they can organize a union, then they can buy and sell the politicians who set their salaries. And what they've done in this state is not only get a very much higher salaries than comparable citizens of the general population, but they've negotiated these salaries for higher health care benefits, for retirement benefits, and of course this is where the real problem is. They have such high pensions, negotiated, that there's no way that this state or any state could afford to pay out all the money that's owed. How much behind is the state of California? How much in the hole are they as far as pensions are concerned? And what happens if the economy turns down and the pension funds lose even more money? Because the pension funds, as you point out in your blog, are really, of course, just full of corruption. The people who work with the pension funds are taking payoffs to give their friends, people who pay them money, the money to invest, and that money that has been given to special interest groups has not been well invested. Why don't you cover some of those things, Steve?
Well, let me just give you the numbers, and I hope everyone listening is lying down, sitting down, because the numbers are not pretty. The state CalPERS, which is most state employees and a lot of local employees, has approximately, according to a Stanford University study, is $525 billion in unfunded liability. There's no way for them to ever catch up with that. Plus, the CalPERS people who are getting like 4 or 5% on their money are refusing to cut the expected investment return of 7.75, which they're not even getting close to, which means that it's going to become insolvent and collapse even quicker because not enough money is being put in the system to keep it alive. Then you have CalSTRS. CalSTRS is the teachers' fund. They admit to being $40 billion in unfunded liabilities. It's actually 52, but even at 40, financial experts have said it's already insolvent and that in 31 years it won't have a dime left, which really means another 20 years rather than 31 because there'll be fewer teachers paying into it. So it's that one's gone. The state university of, system, the UC system, University of California, that system is $21 billion in unfunded liabilities, and the next time student tuitions go up sometime later this year, it will be because the UC system has to keep that pension plan afloat. The LA Department of Water and Power is $11 billion in unfunded liabilities, which means within the next 5 years, just to pay that off, they're going to have to double the water and power rates in the city of Los Angeles, which when they do that will collapse the city of Los Angeles, which already has close to a $1 billion deficit. So these things just snowball and become like dominoes.
Well, but, you know, it's, if we nothing to worry about for 20 or 30 years, that's not so bad, you know. It's in the most of us, a lot of us aren't going to be around 20 or 30 years from now. But what happens, of course, if these investments that they are invested in begin to lose a value and lose it rapidly, as will happen if in the anticipated deflationary depression results?
Well, let me give you an example. In the last year alone, now, Dr. Sen, you know, we talk always about public policy, economic, sometimes social policy, foreign policy, national defense policy. But one thing we don't talk about, which is one of my real passions in life, is food. And I love cooking, and I love shopping for food. And just to give you an idea, the price of coffee in the last year has doubled. The price of cocoa has gone up over 20%. The price of gasoline has gone up almost 100% since Obama was sworn in as president just 2 years ago. Every item, milk has gone up dramatically, something like 21 or 22% in the last year. And, of course, every time you raise dairy products, everything else goes up because dairy products are in so many other products. And the cost of gasoline going up means the cost of food goes up. So we are in a very highly inflationary time. To give you an example, in the month of January 2011, the cost of food, just food, went up 3.4% in the United States. In 1 month, 3.4%. Now that's a very large increase in 1 month. So that's where we are. We are in a hype. We are entering now a hyperinflationary time, somewhat similar to, but maybe worse than the hyperinflation under Jimmy Carter. And unfortunately, I don't see a Ronald Reagan to save us at this time.
Well, of course, Ben Bernanke insists that there is no inflation, and he says, you know, you got that old adage, you know, you got to believe me or believe your lying eyes. Unfortunately, most people believe Ben Bernanke because they're not out doing the shopping like you are. But certainly, what I've seen, I watch, of course, the cost of the things that are being imported, the clothing being imported, and it's gone up dramatically. I mean, we're talking about a 25% increase in, for instance, in underwear, shirts, the shirts I've gotten from some of the mail order catalog, they've gone up 25%.
Well, the reason, Dr. Stan, the shirts and the underwear have gone up is that the price of cotton has gone up something like 150 or 160% in the last couple of years. And, of course, cotton goes into shirts and underwear and a lot of other products. And so the raw materials have gone up. Early this afternoon, I went to my favorite produce store, and I bought some tomatoes, and I bought some bananas, and I bought some pears. All of it came from other countries. None of it were grown here in the United States.
Well, our telephone number is 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, or 464-8295. And, of course, at one time, of course, we grew our pears, our fruits, our so many of our vegetables, and one of the great bread baskets of the world, and that was the Central Valley of California, with fertile fields and just an amazing source of food. It kept the price down. We exported all over the world. But you go into the Central Valley of California today, and the fields are empty, and the fruit trees are dying or dead or being ripped out. Why? Why the federal government wanted to destroy our agricultural industry, so they used the phony excuse of, well, we had to protect a three-inch smelt. And Arnold Schwarzenegger went right along with them. He could have said, we're not going to do it. He had the ability, the authorities, the governor of the state of California, but not being a manly man, simply being a girly man, or Arnold Schwarzenegger, acceded to the federal authority and said, well, after all, you know, we have to save that three-inch smelt. Ladies and gentlemen, they could care less about the three-inch smelt. They wanted to destroy the agricultural industry of California, which is one reason why we have a 12.4% unemployment that they'll admit to, and probably much higher than that in reality.
Actually, about 25% in real unemployment in California.
What a disaster. But the fact that we're having to import fruit and vegetables, we've never had to before. We have to now because they have intentionally destroyed the agricultural base of our nation.
No, absolutely true. And they say it's for our own good because we have to be good stewards of the earth, so we save the Delta smelt, which doesn't need any saving. We save a species of salmon, which doesn't need to be saved. Years ago, out in Riverside County, the government decided that we needed to save the Stevens kangaroo rat. I mean, we were saving rats rather than building homes and creating jobs. That's how silly these people are. But any excuse needed. I'll give you one more example, very current. The city of Santa Clarita Valley, which is in the north part of Los Angeles County, is putting together a long-term plan for its future growth. And they've had hearings. They've been working on it since 2002, so they've been working on it for 9 years. All of a sudden, the Attorney General of California, Kamala Harris, has determined that no matter what they do, she must give approval, and she's already determined without seeing the full plan that she opposes the plan. So the people of Santa Clarita Valley will not be able to create new homes, new jobs, new opportunities for the people of that community because the Attorney General of California has decided, who, by the way, is a former DA from San Francisco, that she's decided she knows what better for the people of Santa Clarita because she says if you grow any of these things, if you create these new jobs, we will have climate change. We will have problems with the atmosphere, and we don't want to do that. People don't count, and phony theories that don't work and aren't true are more important than people.
Hold that thought. Give us a call if you're out there in the listening audience. 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 464-8295. Go right ahead, Stephen.
And so we have the attorney.
Gold and silver is tremendously undervalued. Global demand vastly exceeds mine supply by more than 60% annually. There is little in the financial world more certain than a coming explosion in the prices of gold and silver. The U.S. dollar continues to lose value and respect as the world's reserve currency. Our nation faces challenges on many fronts, and a day doesn't pass without another economist bringing forth warnings of impending economic calamity. There has never been a better time than right now to acquire physical gold and silver. Discount Gold and Silver Trading was founded on the principles of truth and honesty.
We believe in providing a quality product, quality service, and most importantly, competitive pricing. We provide all forms of precious metals, including American gold, silver, platinum, and rare investment and circulated coins. Silver bars, rounds, and 90% silver bags are on hand for the silver investor. Gold self-directed IRAs are available. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. Toll free, that's 1-800-375-4188.
Well, many men begin having prostate symptoms when they get to be 60 years of age, so Radio Liberty is offering a great product. It's called Prostate Support. It's put together by one of the country's leading health food manufacturers. It contains ingredients which have been proven to work. I know health experts who take the product, and I use it as well, and I think that really is very effective. In addition, we have a product for women during that difficult time of life. It's called Menopause Support. And lastly, we have a product for people who have chronic difficulty with their immune system and nothing else seems to work. It's called Immune Support. All are available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. These products are compiled by a very reliable company. Give us a call, 1-800-544-8927.
Did you know that there's an increasing amount of scientific data which says that fluoride in drinking water is dangerous? Are you aware that your drinking water may in fact contain many unhealthy substances, even things which can cause sickness or disease? If you'd like information on how to remove these contaminants, find out about the Berkey water filter. You can call 800-544-8927 for complete information. There is a way to return to having pure, safe drinking water. The Berkey water filter. Call 800-544-8927 for information about a product that could protect you and your family from waterborne disease. The number to call is 800-544-8927. Call today.
In these times of falling values, high unemployment, loss of income, and with hyperinflation on its way, we have created a one-ounce silver coin with a cross and the words of John 3:16 on one side and the American Eagle on the other. These coins are mural finished, 0.999 silver. Each of these beautiful coins will always have an earthly store of value plus the cross with John 3:16 as an eternal value. Go to www.john316coin.com and call 1-877-316-COIN while supplies last. Order these beautiful 1-ounce John 316 American Eagle coins today by going to john316coin.com and calling 1-877-316-COIN.
How can you do that?
Well, we do, and that's why the city of Los Angeles has a deficit of approximately $1 billion when you include everything in it. And unfortunately, they don't.
So what's going to happen in Los Angeles? Because basically what happens, you know, and what's happening in other countries and other communities, where, of course, you don't have the money, the whole structure of society begins to break down. In other words, you don't have the police, the fire department, you can't fix the roads, you can't keep up the parks. The whole structure of society begins to collapse. Is that going to happen in Los Angeles?
Within 2 to 3 years, the city will be forced into insolvency and bankruptcy. There's no way out of it anymore. The same for San Francisco. Right now, Los Angeles pays 22 or 23% of every dollar of revenue to the pension system. That's going to go up into the 60 or 70% level by 2015. There's no way they can continue that, of course.
You're talking about 4 years from now. 65 to 70% of all their incomes going to go to funding the pension system, but then how do you hire the fire department?
And San Francisco is going to be at 78% And Fresno is going to be at 121% of all revenues. Which means
that's even harder to fund.
that's impossible to do, but that's what they're going to be at.
Well, I don't think the average person in California understands that I believe this is a diabolical effort to destroy the infrastructure of what was once one of the finest states in the Union, but of course basically the largest economy, the eighth largest economy in the world, would simply crumble. Well, I mean, when your expenses are 128% of your income, you're in real trouble.
But what happens to the state of California when San Francisco, Fresno, and the city of Los Angeles go belly up? At that point, like dominoes, the rest of the state goes. And that will happen certainly before 2015, which is not far from now. And the state of California will then be at a position where we'll finally have to do the right thing and get rid of the extortionist unions, get rid of the corrupt redevelopment agencies, return government to the basics. We're going to have an awful lot of pain, just a great deal of pain in this state. But once we get rid of the pain, we'll be hopefully an honest state and no longer doing this. Of course, the other part is we also have to abide by the law and get rid of all the illegal aliens, turn them over to the federal government. And if the federal government doesn't want them, not a problem. Just take all the buses, take them cross-country, and drop them off in front of the White House. Bus after bus after bus of illegal aliens. And let the president take care of that problem. Because unless we do something that dramatic, that drastic, we will be in a position where the people of California have to leave the state because no one's going to want to pay the bill.
Well, because the alternative would be that this is being done intentionally, Stephen, because this is what they did in Zimbabwe, where we brought Mugabe to power. They took a first world nation and reduced it to being an impoverished third world nation, where half of the population has had to flee and the remaining people are starving. We've done this pretty well over in Baghdad, it's in Iraq, where we destroyed the infrastructure of that nation. It was intact when the war ended. And of course, so did Paul Bremer went over. His job was to destroy the infrastructure. Now if they have electricity, 3 hours a day, they're lucky. Could that happen in California?
Not only can it happen, I think it will happen. I think California is in for a very dramatic period of time of total deconstruction. And that's where we're at. We're not constructing a state, we're deconstructing it. But out of deconstruction will come honest schools run by private people. I think I may have mentioned before, the city of Costa Mesa has just sent out pink slips to half of its workforce. Half of the employees are being fired. And the government there in Costa Mesa, which is in Orange County, is going to be outsourcing. Then when they have that done, they're going to fire the other half of employees. Their goal is to have almost no employees in the city of Costa Mesa, that everything is run by contract and outsourcing. And that will save that city, because they will no longer have to...
Hold that thought.
son.
Well, this is Dr. Stan back here, I guess, is Stephen Frank. And Stephen, how can people get to your blog and subscribe and get regular copies of your materials coming to them three times a day?
All they have to do is go to capoliticalnews.com, capoliticalnews.com, click on the subscription. It's free, no charge. All I ask is that you read it, and then tell your friends about it, about the articles that that you read, so we get more people educated. So go to capoliticalnews.com, sign up, and you too will get a free subscription to the California Political News and Views. Comes out three times a day, 7 days a week, rain or shine, and there's a lot of rain today in California, but it comes out three times a day. And you'll get an understanding of what government is doing, not for us, but to us.
Amen. Amen. It's really an excellent source of information. It gives you an overview of what's happening in California, the eighth largest economy in the world. People cannot understand this whole thing, I personally believe, is designed to bring down the structure of our government. And people say, why would anybody in their right mind want to do that? And I would respond, well, nobody in their right mind will, but there are people who are not in the right mind. And if you doubt that this is all planned, go back and read the article written by Cloward and Piven in Nation magazine in 1966, where they outlined exactly what's going on today, simply saying that they would spend us into oblivion. They would spend and they'd give everybody everything and we'd have a wonderful time for a while until the whole structure went bankrupt and it would collapse. And then they could install, well, of course they didn't mention, but this is a fascist society that's coming out of the chaos that is coming. They anticipate that the ruling elite will take over, the ruling socialist elite, without realizing, of course, that this is being manipulated by the very people the socialists oppose. And the average socialist doesn't understand that the socialist movement has been a byproduct of people of great wealth, going back to the time of Karl Marx, when the League of the Just financed the writing of the Communist Manifesto. A system that was never intended to be successful, but was intended to change the structure of society, a centralized power in government that was to be controlled by this ruling elite, which I call today the Brotherhood of Darkness. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, give us a call, 1-888-24-LIBERTY, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-2295. Stephen, similar things which you've described are taking place all across America, aren't they?
Oh, yes. The state of Illinois just figured out they're in $40 billion in unfunded liabilities, and they are in worse shape than California because they don't have the money to pay the $40 billion, and some of that is due right now. So that's going to happen. The city of Detroit is depopulating. In the last 10 years, they've lost 25% of their population. And, of course, when you lose that much population, you lose jobs, you lose revenues. The city of Detroit is now taking down whole blocks, and the mayor is trying to make farms out of them in the middle of the city of Detroit. So there's a lot of other states with very similar problems. New York, of course, has a problem like this. And the state of Massachusetts, they're going bankrupt, not because of the pension system. They're they're going to go bankrupt because of Romney Care, which is a version of Obamacare for the state of Massachusetts, instituted by Mitt Romney, who had good intentions, but then the Democrats got a hold of it and destroyed the program, and now they're over $1 billion in deficit because of that, and they have no way of paying that off. And so the way they're handling it is by cutting back on health care, rationing. So now people are going to die in Massachusetts. Then you have Arizona, which has already begun cutting back on Medicaid, and they are also cutting back on surgical procedures, and some people have died because of that. So government is doing a good job of hurting people, a very poor job of helping people.
And, of course, what we need to do is return responsibility for care to the local communities. When I practiced medicine, you know, as a young doctor, we had a county hospital system, and nobody died because they couldn't get medical care. But certainly they're going to be dying today, and they are dying today, first of all, because, of course, so much of what medicine does is counterproductive, but secondly, because the death panels are in place. The death panels were actually stipulated in the stimulus bill. Obama would do that. He says they're not in the Medicare bill, in case he's absolutely right. They were in the stimulus bill, but they didn't want the American people to know that. And they're going to have a group of bureaucrats in Washington, D.C., to determine who lives and who dies. And if you are over 65 today, you cannot buy a primary health care bill for yourself. There's no way you're going to be able to get it, even pay for the insurance. If you have the money, you're going to have to go outside the country to get health care. That is the way it exists in free America today. Our number, 1-888-24-LIBERTY or 464-8295. And this is not happening by accident, ladies and gentlemen. This is happening by intent. They know exactly what they're doing, but they don't want the American people to know. And that's why it's so important that you get to others and get them to listen to our programs, because we'll tell you who's doing it and why they're doing it, because they hate America. They hate freedom. They hate Christian society, and they want to destroy it. And they're doing a pretty good job, but you haven't seen anything yet. Another 4 or 5 years, and the whole infrastructure of most of the cities in California is going to begin to be destroyed. Now, what's happening to the planning commissions? That's one of our major peeves. Are they cutting back on the planning commissions across America, right along with the police and fire departments?
Well, of course, what's happening with the planning commissions now have to not only take into consideration their own rules and regulations for a community, they now have to take into consideration state laws and federal laws. So when a business wants to come into their community, they have to determine whether or not they'll be able to meet the national EPA standards for their community. They have to determine if they can meet the national transportation, government transportation systems. So if you want to build a large project with housing and apartments and commercial property and a hotel, you now have to meet the national standards for government transportation. In many cases, those projects can't go forward because they're not connected with a government transportation system, buses or subways. And here in California, that's a major problem now because SB 375 mandates that before you build a housing project, it has to be within, I believe it's 5 blocks of a government transportation system. So that creates an added cost because the developer then has to pay government to bring buses to the area. And so people who live in the homes who would never use those buses, they have their own cars, they have their own transportation, are now forced to pay through taxation higher taxes. They have to pay higher prices for the homes they buy, and part of the reason people are going bankrupt is that they have to pay for these extra costs. So, Dr. Stan, you decide you're going to build an office building in Los Angeles for $10 million. That's a good thing to do. So you build a building in the city of L.A. for $10 million. Based on the law of the city of L.A., you will have to spend an extra $500,000, 5% of the project, for art. Now, who do you think pays for that? The tenants in your building are going to wind up paying for that $500,000 worth of art. You have to pay 5% of the cost of a building for art so that L.A. would be a livable place. Is there any wonder people don't want to go to Los Angeles? Is there any wonder that people don't want to be in California?
Now, what is this art? What do you mean by art? What is
well,
art?
Sculptures, paintings, fountains, that type of stuff. That's called art now.
I see. Okay. So, and that's stipulated. It has nothing to do with the structure there. They just want to beautify it.
But before you can get your permit to build, you have to determine the cost of your building, and then you have to figure out 5% of that, and that's the cost of the art.
But the difficulty is, Stephen, you have to get an environmental impact study. You have to have your structural engineering reports. You have to have all these other reports and studies, and you're talking about hundreds of thousands of dollars just to get a permit to build.
That's correct. Now, on the other hand, the city of L.A., allowed a $400 million high school, for one high school, to be built on top of a methane field guaranteed to give the kids cancer. That didn't bother the city of L.A. at all. And so you have government just run amok. There's no consistency. There's hypocrisy. There's double standards. I'm not sure which city is worse, San Francisco or Los Angeles, but between those two cities, if you want to find the worst possible laws, that's where you'll find them.
Well, you know, one of the things that really disturbed me, Stephen, is the fact that apparently they're finding out that a lot of the people who work for these pension funds, CalPERS and the others, have been actually getting payoffs to steer the funds that are going to be invested to their friends, and some of these are getting large sums of money not to get the best investment for the city, but in return for large payoffs that are going to be given specifically to government employees or government consultants placing the investments. What's going to happen with that? Because that, if I ever heard of anything that's corruption, it's that sort of thing.
Well, there have been some indictments on that. That doesn't mean the system is going to get the money back. That doesn't mean that the system, which lost hundreds of millions of dollars on this, are going to get refunded that money. We've just lost it. It is just lost to the taxpayers. And by the way, before I mentioned about CalPERS being $40 billion in unfunded liabilities, I bet your audience doesn't know that they're paying 23% of the total contributions each year needed to keep that afloat. Teachers pay 8%, the school district pays 8%, and the taxpayers of California are currently paying 23%. That is as corrupt a system as you have with the people actually taking bribes with CalPERS. Now, there is a way out of it, both the CalPERS and the CalSTRS system and the unfunded liability. The best thing to do is to create a formula and create 401k plans for all of the people involved and then let them run their own pension plans and get the taxpayers out of it totally. And that's the only way we will solve the pension plan. And again, as they say in the business, there's going to be a lot of people taking haircuts, which means that they're going to be cut their benefits. But that's the only way we'll save the state of California, is if we end these plans, put everyone into a 401k, and tell them, like everybody else,
run your own plan.
Well, otherwise, it sounds to me like, of course, somebody is simply using these plans as a means of funneling the public employees' pension money into their own pockets.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's really interesting. Some of the unions run their own health care plans, and almost every union health care plan is deeply in debt, and several have gone to the federal government, to Obama, asking for bailouts for their own private plans that they have mismanaged. And so we have a problem with government mismanaging, unions mismanaging, and the people of California and the people of the nation are being taxed heavily, losing services just because we can't afford the pension system, and no one's willing to go to the easy route, give all the money into 401ks, and allow each person to run them themselves and not have government. And the reason they won't do that is because government believes the people of this country and of the state are too stupid to take care of themselves. So government has to do it, and government has run everybody and the economy into the ground.
But, of course, you know, many times when people try to run their own retirement system, why, they certainly hire some corporation to do it, and that corporation is going to steal from them. In other words, they're going to invest in things where they get a kickback. This is certainly what happened, and we saw this in Chile, where they had private insurance companies. Of course, you had to private insurance carriers, but this government stipulated who you could invest with and who you couldn't, and all the people they stipulated were on the take and stealing from the pension funds, so that when the people got ready to retire, there was very little money there. Theoretically, it was great, but in practice, the money had been stolen by the government, by the people the government has stipulated.
Well, of course, we know there's a truism. Government runs programs either through mismanagement or corruption, and usually both. If you give something to government, they will ruin it, and hurt the people they're trying to help. And so, you know, we have spent trillions of dollars since 1965 on the war on poverty, and we have more people on poverty than we ever have in the history of this country. We have fourth and fifth generation of poverty families in this country. And that's because government does not give a hand to people. They give a handout, and people say, I want more. And the more people who get it, we have 42 million people in this country on food stamps. And the government says we need more people, so they're spending tens of millions of dollars in advertising to tell people to file for food stamps when people...
But how long can you do that, Stephen? How long can you keep giving everybody money when you're having to borrow 43 cents out of every dollar you're giving away? Basically, we're running $1.65 trillion deficit. Almost 43 cents on every dollar we spend is borrowed money. That's a design for disaster, or maybe for a Cloward Piven type of collapse. Well, Stephen, you've got 3 minutes to wrap up the program.
Well, thank you very, very much, Dr. Stan. I always enjoy being on your show.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You may be new to freeze-dried foods. You may have storable food questions. You may want to buy your freeze-dried foods from a very reputable company and not go broke in the process. Welcome to the Freeze-Dry Guy. Okay, actually, we're more than just one guy. We're a California-based company that's been serving our U.S. military and other government agencies with the finest in freeze-dried storable foods and emergency rations since 1970. See all about us at freezedryguy.com. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods, you can and will be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. Freeze-Dry Guy foods are delicious, require little preparation, and will taste just as fresh decades from now as they do today. Just add hot water and serve. Backpackers consistently rate us number one year after year as the best tasting and ease of preparation. Isn't that what you want for your family? Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Do you know what happens to a community that fluoridates its drinking water? Well, the incidence of Down syndrome and endocrine dysfunction, heart disease, thyroid disease, hip fracture, mental problems, infertility, cancer, and crime increases. And if you doubt that, why, go to fluoridealert.org, fluoridealert.org, or the website of the scientists who work for the EPA. That's NTEU280.org. That's NTEU280.org. So what can you do to protect yourself? Well, we carry a Berkey water gun. It does a great job. If you have the fluoride filter, specifically taking fluoride out of the drinking water, but you're still going to get a lot of fluoride absorbed through your skin if you shower or bathe. So we have now a total home filtration unit. It's affordable. It does a great job. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927 to learn about the total home filtration unit.
On the dark secret, reading the syllabus as you go with them, hearing our talk on the hidden agenda, hearing our talk certainly on the Specter Haunting America. We're going to be giving the talks on the hidden agenda, the Specter Haunting America, at the Health Freedom Convention in Long Beach. It's going to be we'll be speaking Friday evening. Sunday evening we'll be in the panel there. If you know anybody in the Los Angeles area who would like to come to the convention, the Long Beach Convention Center this weekend, we will be there. We'll have a booth, and Steve will be there helping. We need to get the information out, and you need to become involved. So remember, you need, of course, to... if you're in a position to come to hear our talks, and then get our information. Basically, ours is not a nice message, but I would not be serving what I've been called to do, I believe, if I just told you all the good things makes you feel good. We are all involved in this epic struggle for the survival of Western civilization. Christian civilization is under attack today. Basically, of course, we have so much material. Go to our website. Have a great new website there that you can click on. It's called The Story of Jesus. Go to my website, RadioLiberty.com. Click on the banner, The Story of Jesus, or simply go to your search engine and put in thestoryofjesus.org, I believe it is. thestoryofjesus.org, I'm not sure. We'll know that next week. And then there's another website. But you go to our website and you just click on them and you don't have to worry whether it's org or com. And that is, are you sure that you're saved, or how do you know that you're saved? We're going to have to begin stressing the spiritual aspect of what's going on, because we're really involved in a spiritual battle being played out on a political and ideological battlefield. If you know people who'd like to advertise with Radio Liberty, we could, and they're legitimate businesses, would love to have them help us finance what we do. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. You need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and if you can't afford it, you can go to our website and under videos, under video, just scroll down to the first video, and it's me talking for 2 hours about the origin of the Brotherhood of Darkness, who's really behind what's going on, who's coordinating what's going on. And then, of course, you want the even more detailed, you get the book, but certainly you get the idea from the talk. And actually, the book came from the talk rather than the talk coming from the book. So get the information, but it behooves you to begin talk to others. And just talk to people in the stores. Mention the fact that you've heard these stories about how they're reconstituting the world Islamic empire and the